I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What Ukraine's post-war contours will look like are anybody's guess. However, Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says the shape of ministry for them is beautiful. Their field headquarters are right in the middle of a disputed area. Ukraine doesn't have the resources to help the refugees, which is where the church has stepped in. They bring food, shelter, and clothing. More importantly,
the church brings spiritual, emotional relief. They bring the word of encouragement. We call it a word of hope. The church fills that gap that the government cannot do, even materially.
Prayer is needed, but so is support for the iCare program. Look for the highlighted links at our website. Next, Syria is back in the spotlight. ISIS advances toward a Kurdish town in Syria resulted in some 200,000 Syrian Kurds fleeing to Turkey. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, has been sharing Christ's love with Syrian refugees since the crisis began 3.5 years ago. You'll find the details at our website. And will you pray for indigenous missionaries in Turkey as they care for even more Syrian refugees? And here's an interesting story on creative ministry. Madeline School in Kenya is a partner of Orphan Outreach. The school needs financial partners. They just held a 5K where donors bought the race bib, and a runner in Kenya ran the race. Tiffany Taylor of Orphan Outreach explains how they choose partners.
We really want to come alongside nationals in all the countries where we serve, because those nationals understand the culture of their country and the needs. And we partner with Christian ministries whose goal is to bring the gospel to the children.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.